This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on March 16th, 2011. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next matter on our agenda is the proposed interpretive rule regarding electronic contributor redesignations, LRA 820. And Ms. Stinley from the Office of the General Counsel will present to us. Please proceed when ready.
Madam Chair, I think you have a late submitted document as well in this matter.
I believe we took care of all of those at the beginning of the meeting, but thank you for the reminder.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good afternoon, Commissioners. Before you today is a proposed interpretive rule regarding electronic contributor redesignations. The Office of General Counsel drafted this proposed interpretive rule following the Commission's conclusion that a specific method of electronic redesignation satisfied the written signature requirements of 11 CFR section 110.1B5. Because this conclusion was made at the fieldwork stage of an audit, the Commission instructed the Office of General Counsel to prepare a document to inform the general public and the regulated community of this conclusion. The specific method addressed in the audit required contributors to affirmatively fill out an electronic form authorizing the redesignation and to verify their identity by entering their personal information. The Commission concluded that this method provides the same degree of assurance of the contributor's identity and the contributor's intent to redesignate the contribution as a handwritten signature. Accordingly, the interpretive rule states that this specific practice meets the requirements of 11 CFR 110.1B5 and 110.2B5. It also states that an email sent from a contributor to a committee would not by itself meet the requirements for a written signature, that the Commission encourages the use of innovations in technology to effectuate electronic redesignations, and that the Commission will consider any other methods of electronic redesignation on a case-by-case basis. We understand that the Commission has proposed an alternative draft, and we are happy to answer any questions you may have at this time. Thank you.
Thank you. This matter is before the Commission, as was stated, because in the audit that was mentioned was actually the audit that the Commission just approved. The Commission found that a particular set of steps to attain redesignation would satisfy, would be equivalent to this signature requirements. And so this is the Commission's announcement of that procedure that would be available then to other committees. Is there any further discussion on the interpretive rule? Mr. McGann.
Thank you. The only thing I want to note, this is a rather new a new thing, so to speak. You know, with audits, issues come up, and previously, if it gets worked out, the public really wouldn't know necessarily what happened. And I think it's important that this is happening today, because now everyone's going to know an issue came up, and that using email for redesignations is okay, sort of, in some instances, meaning this instance. And I think it's going to give others the opportunity to see a little bit more behind the curtain. So I'm glad we're doing this. I'm more excited that we're doing it because the public gets to see a little bit more of what goes on here behind the scenes than the actual substance, because, you know, redesignation, reattribution is just not that exciting of a topic. But I just wanted to add that this is something that folks, that is not limited just to this committee. Others should take a look at this and see if they could, if it helps their particular situation.
Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I also think this is a good thing for us to be doing, so that everybody is on the same page, and everybody out there understands that the Commission has accepted a form of electronic redesignation. It may not be a very sexy issue, but it is one. These redesignations have bedeviled committees and the Commission for so many years, and we keep trying to help committees to, you know, do it better and to, you know, make the requirements secure but not too onerous, so that people can comply with them and we don't get ourselves in all all tied up into knots over this. It's something that committees have gotten wrong over the years. So we keep trying to adjust the rules to, you know, help them get it right and still provide the assurance that people actually are redesignating and these things aren't just happening without the contributors' knowledge. We looked at the specifics of what was done in this case, and it was a little bit more than just an email. There were other steps taken in order to affirm that it was the right person and that they were making this knowing redesignation of their contribution. And I think it was an appropriate decision on the Commission's part both to accept that form of redesignation and to tell everybody that we now will accept it, because I think it will make people's lives a little bit easier and, you know, is also environmentally sound, since we're allowing people to do things electronically rather than having everything on paper. And maybe electronic records, you know, barring computer crashes, maybe electronic records might be easier for people to keep rather than the papers that keep getting lost. So hopefully this will help some folks out and be a good step forward. And I agree with my colleague, Commissioner McGann, that it is an excellent thing for us to be doing, to be putting out this kind of thing on the public record.
Any further discussion?
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I agree also that the procedure overall is one I can live with, notwithstanding the recommendation from General Counsel that perhaps it wasn't going to provide sufficiently accurate verification. The concerns in that regard. I do have a concern now, because in looking at this a little further, trying to modify the draft that was sent by Office of General Counsel, which I thought was pretty sketchy, we drilled down a little bit and found out that, in fact, there was a substantial amount of detail. I guess some people in the Office of General Counsel didn't know about it. Wasn't made clear to us. I guess it was mentioned that there was a possibility there was some information at the meeting we were attended before. But there is, in fact, a more precise and more delineated procedure that was followed. And I know that the situation procedurally is such that we're going to vote on this today. It was amended, redrafted, I think, to solve some of the concerns I had. So I'm going to vote for it. But I think I may add a separate statement just to point out some of the additional steps that were taken that are not really covered. People can decide whether it's important to them or not.
Any further discussion? Commissioner McGann.
Just when you say sketchy, you mean not as detailed, not sketch in the suspect.
No.
In the street.
Just look at the council's face when you said sketchy. They sort of said, what?
No,
on the East Coast, sketchy means...
Big.
Means, you know, it's kind of shady.
Not at all.
In the Nevada use of the term rather than the New Jersey sense of the term, perhaps. Vice Chair Hunter, is there a motion?
Yes, there is. I move approval of agenda document number 11-13-A and direct OGC to make any technical and conforming edits and publish the document. Thank you.
Any discussion on the motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries 6-0. Thank you very much.